Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back once again to Quipscope. It's the show where we take a look at a brand new game that's either just come out or is coming out very soon. My name is Peter.
And my name is Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
We're in the midst of E3 now, and we're sort of looking to the future to games that will be coming out this year and next year. But quite a big name and highly anticipated game has it just released? Yeah, released today at time of recording.
Yeah. Released last night at midnight.
We're talking about Ratchet and Clank today. Rift Apart?
A Rift Apart.
Yeah.
Just Rift Apart.
Okay.
I don't know. It's one of those. It's been a long night. I think it's just Rift Apart.
You've been playing Ratchet and Clank on PS5. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I am. It is a series that, and we talk about it in the podcast coming out this weekend, it's a series that both of us have sort of observed and dabbled in over the years. I did play the 2016 reboot, but apart from that, and I think maybe playing a PSP Ratchet and Clank game, I've sort of drifted in and out of the series over the years. I don't really consider myself a huge fan of Ratchet and Clank, but it has increasingly become, especially in the past few years, sort of a more important franchise for Sony and PlayStation, to the extent now that with the confirmation of God of War and Gran Turismo 7 also coming to PS4, I believe Ratchet and Clank Rift/Rifts/A Rift Apart is the only actual legitimate PS5 exclusive that we are aware of.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
From now on, it's PS4 as well. So this is a big one for Sony for sure.
And you're right in that, you know, as Insomniac have become more and more of a significant Sony studio. I mean, it's sort of their main thing until a few years ago, of course, when Spider-Man came along. But that's kind of their flagship mascotty series. Really,
yeah.
Ratchet.
So the only one they've got left, really, apart from Astro, which they're sort of pursuing now.
Yeah. So, tell me first, as a not a huge fan or not being very knowledgeable about the series, what are the broad strokes of the narrative here? And do you think that I need to swat up a little bit before going into this game myself?
I think you'll be absolutely fine. I don't think anybody should be worried about going into this series without prior knowledge, because it is, as you say, as a sort of mascot platformer. I don't want to call it childish, but it is certainly designed to be for all ages.
Yeah.
In the sense that it can be enjoyed by everyone. Not to say that it's a kiddie game or that adults shouldn't play it, but certainly it does everything it can to make itself accessible, especially from a narrative perspective. There'll be references, there'll be returning characters, but nothing that will be positioned as you should know who this is.
Yeah.
So essentially, Ratchet and Clank are being honoured at a parade for their acts of heroism over the years. And boy, what a career. 20 years of heroism across several different Sony platforms. And then predictably, something goes wrong.
The Underminer arrives.
The Underminer arrives, and then we wait, 15 years for a new Incredibles film? No, then we get a crap PS2 game. That happened, didn't it? Ratchet and Clank then have an issue with a dimension-hopping gun, which Ratchet for some reason just shoots, and then it causes all sorts of issues, and things start piling into their world through these rifts and dimensional tears, and Dr. Nefarious, who's the bad guy, essentially tries to drag them into a dimension where he always wins. And this case in point, Dr. Nefarious is a character that I am personally not familiar with, having not played many Ratchet and Clank games, but he sets the stage by saying, you know how it feels to lose all the time, it's exhausting, so now you're gonna know what it feels like. We're going to a dimension where I always win. And then they get dragged through to a mysterious world, and we meet Rivet, who is a female Lombax, and of course in Ratchet's dimension, Ratchet is the only remaining Lombax. And the point of this dimension gun is so that hopefully Ratchet can track down his family and find them wherever it is that they've ended up. And unintentionally, they stumble across another Lombax who is playable in this game. Oh. And it's sort of where I left it. It's at the beginning of where the state of play from a few months ago began, when they're in the... They've just gone through the dimensional tear, and Ratchet's getting his bearings, and he's got no Clank because they've been separated. And then he sees Clank with this mysterious other Lombax, and he's got to try and track her down and get Clank back and take the fight to Dr. Nefarious, who is an emperor in this dimension.
Okay.
And that's basically the gist of what's going on. You're stuck in this dimension.
Fantastic. Does it, I mean, again, you know, you don't have an extensive knowledge of previous games, even gameplay wise, but does it feel particularly innovative, or is it kind of familiar gameplay in terms of how Ratchet's played in the past?
So it's familiar in terms of you've got the ludicrous weapons, and you buy them from vendors, and they level up with use, which is nice, so they can do more damage and have extra features. You aim, you shoot, you have your wrench that you can attack things with. All the bolts are in little crates, and you run around and you collect them, a la gems from Spyro or studs from Lego games. They sort of zip towards you, and then you use those as the currency. But the real innovations here come courtesy of the PS5 and its feature set. So you've got your DualSense controller, which, again, I remarked on this when we talked about Returnal, in the cutscenes is brilliant because it vibrates all across the controller, not just one solid vibration. You know, there's a bit where near the start, the camera's zooming through this city and sort of floating cars are going past on either side, and you feel vibrations pass across the controller on each side as they go past you. It's really, really good. And equally, again, similar to Returnal, sort of adding additional buttons where additional buttons don't exist by using the adaptive triggers. So you can hold down L2 to aim, and if you hold down R2 slightly, you will do one fire, and hold down R2 all the way, and you will do an alternate fire or a more powerful version of your gun's attack. So there's that. And then there's also the much touted rifts and dimensional tears that you can sort of, when they're nearby, you can zip through in real time, and you'll sort of be teleported there. And while that is not hugely impressive in sort of a combat environment from a technical perspective, as opposed to some of the later ones where you're literally hopping between worlds instantaneously, it does add a fun gameplay wrinkle in that you can literally just sort of warp around combat environments very easily, get behind enemies, get close to enemies. It feels great to play. The DualSense continues to be an absolute revelation. I do sincerely hope that third-party developers make as much use of it as first-party and second-party devs are.
Yeah.
But we will see. Certainly, it plays excellently. It feels great.
Mm-hmm. This being a true PS5 exclusive, are you noticing anything in terms of either visuals or performance where you feel like, yeah, this is the new generation, this is special? You know, with these other games that are able to work on a PS4 as well, mm-hmm. sometimes you feel like, yeah, okay, it's impressive on the PS5, but mostly just loading, or, you know, it's maybe a bit shinier, but you can kind of see where it's blurring the line and kind of sitting on the fence. Does this feel any different in that sense, in terms of how it looks and performs?
Now, I think this is usually the case because of how things are preserved in your memory, but I would have to see this game running, I think, side by side with the 2016 Ratchet & Clank, because right. I remember that game just looking gorgeous. It looked and played like an animated film. Mm. It was fluid, and the difference between cutscenes and gameplay was practically non-existent. Here, I would say it looks better. And yeah. I don't mean to sort of stutter there. It genuinely does look better, but again, I would need to see a side by side. I'm sure it looks way better than the 2016 one. It gives you a few options. You've either got 30 frames per second and ray tracing, or there's a performance mode ray tracing as well. So it's slightly the image quality is slightly lower, but you get your 60 frames and you also get your ray tracing.
Right.
The game is absolutely stunning. The cutscenes look like they are from animated films, which isn't necessarily, you know, new, because Final Fantasy's been doing that forever. But it's the way that the gameplay is then identical to that.
Yeah.
And in particular, you're looking at footage of photo mode now, and I think this has been largely doing the rounds on Twitter in the past sort of week or so. I zoomed all the way in on Ratchet's nose, and you can see the texture on his nose.
Wow.
Like a dog's nose. And it's incredible, and that's just there all the time. I saw someone else tweeting out that I've forgotten what they're called now. The currency, the nuts, the bolts.
Yeah, the bolts. They're all ray traced, aren't they?
They actually are. The bolts are ray traced. If you zoom in on the bolts, and you know, they're just currency that lies around on the floor and then gets zipped up into your soul. Mm. So it really is an absolutely gorgeous game. So impressed by how it looks.
Good to know, at least. Fantastic. Well, is there anything else you want to touch on in particular? Would you recommend this game to people who either are fans of the series or not fans of the series?
I would. I think everyone should play it. It's got a PS5. As I said, it's one of the last confirmed PS5 exclusives we have on the horizon for a while. So, you know, not to say that exclusives releasing on PS4 as well will be any less worth your time, but certainly as an exclusive PS5 experience, definitely get this. It's really fun. It's really pretty. The reviews have said that it's not necessarily on the long side, but I don't think that's a bad thing, really. I'm quite looking forward to a game that I can finish within a manageable amount of time without tons of content and an open world and so on. So,
well, I remember thinking the first Ratchet & Clank game was longer than I expected. I mean, it wasn't exactly a mammoth open world RPG with 100 hours of, you know, game time, but I just remember thinking, oh man, for a relatively simple platform, this is going on a bit, so it's good to know that this one isn't going to be too much of an undertaking.
No, shouldn't outstay its welcome, but it's out right now on PS5, and it's lovely. I'm going to be streaming some tonight, and that VOD will be out tomorrow. If you want to see a couple of hours of gameplay, then that'll be on our VODs channel, so yeah. Ratchet & Clank, A Rift Apart. Available now.
Ratchet & Clank, A Rift Apart. More like Ratchet & Dank, A Rift Apart.
Oh, yes, that's nice.
Because it's good.
It is good. That's what Dank means. Ratchet & Clank, A Rift Apart. More like Ratchet & Clank. Oh, God. A Rift. A Lark.
Oh,
because it's a lark, isn't it? It's fun.
I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Ratchet & Clank, A Rift Apart. More like Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, because I've just Googled it and there's not an A in the subtitle.
It is just Rift.
It's just Rift Apart.
We did. We can confirm officially it is just Rift Apart.
There we
Brilliant.
Go. We got it at the end. Fantastic.
We did it. We got there.
Well done, everyone. Stick with us for more Quipscopes in the coming weeks and months. And again, if you're watching it around time of release, E3 coverage coming for the rest of the week.
Yeah, very much so. We'll see you there on the live reaction streams. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.